Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
If it sounds incredible that I would vote to withhold life-saving treatment from an infant, that's because it's not true. With respect to partial birth abortion, I am completely supportive of a ban on late-term abortions, partial birth or otherwise, as long as there's an exception for the mother's health and life. Both those who believe in a choice and those who are opposed to abortion can come together and say, we should try to prevent unintended pregnancies. And I think that's where we can find some common ground, because nobody's pro-abortion. I think it's always a tragic situation.
Then, of course, is Senator Barack Obama running for the presidency. In the last presidential debate, when the issue of abortion came up, he said, no one is pro-abortion. Everyone wants to reduce the number of abortions. Maybe there's some common ground between the pro-choice and the pro-life on reducing the number of abortions. Does this accurately represent Senator Obama's position and his record when it comes to the issue of abortion? He wants to present himself, and many have believed him, that he is the moderate voice of reason on this issue of abortion. And he has many, not a few, pro-life supporters. Dr. Robert George joins us here for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. We're going to look at Senator Barack Obama's abortion position and his positions on that issue for about the first 10 minutes. Then, in the second part of this hour, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery is going to join us for part four of our five-part series on answering the objections of unbelievers today, the big problem of evil. If God is loving and all-powerful, how can he permit such evil to exist as has in the history of mankind? The conclusion is usually drawn, such a God does not exist. We'll answer that objection here in about 10 minutes on Issues Etc. You can join us, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or you can email us talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. Robert George is professor of jurisprudence and director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University, a member of the President's Council on Bioethics, and author of several books, including Embryo, A Defense of Human Life. Dr. George, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Barack Obama presents himself as the moderate voice of reason on the abortion issue. Does his record and his historic position bear this out?
Unfortunately, the answer to that question is clear, and it's unequivocally no. In fact, far from being the moderate voice of reason, having studied Obama's record, I now see that he is the most extreme pro-abortion candidate ever to seek the presidency of the United States. In fact, he's the most extreme pro-abortion politician serving in the United States Congress today, or as far as I can tell, ever to have served. The idea that he's a moderate on this issue is a gross distortion of the truth, and it's a deception, as a matter of fact. For many of the things you played quotes of him saying are simply not true. If you'd like me to provide the evidence, I'll be happy to do it.
Before we do that, how do you explain the fact that he has not a few pro-life supporters, Barack Obama?
Well, he claimed, of course, they hear the kinds of things that you just played, and they think, well, he obviously is a man with a moderate demeanor. He seems to be an attractive figure. He proclaims himself to be a Christian believer. He must be telling the truth. But he's not telling the truth. His record is the opposite of the one that he just depicted it to be. He has supported, as a matter of fact, denying legal protection to children who are born alive as a result of unsuccessful abortions. The bill to protect such children passed the United States Senate by 98-0. Even the most stalwart pro-abortion members of the Senate, Hillary Clinton, Barbara Boxer, Tom Harkin, Patrick Leahy, all voted for that protection for the child who was born alive. But when the very same bill, Todd, was proposed in the Illinois legislature when Obama was a state senator, he voted against it, if you can believe that. He voted against protecting those children, living, breathing, separated from their mothers, and then he lied about it. And he lied about it more than once.
He says that the bill was redundant, and there was already a law that covered this, and doctors were already sworn by their Hippocratic Oath to protect this life. And he also says that the bill that he voted against in the Illinois legislature lacked the health exception for the mother, and that explains his vote. How do you respond?
These claims are false. Senator Obama is not telling the truth. He claims that there was already a law on the books, but the reality is this. I've looked into the matter. I've got the facts. The reason that the law was proposed was that nurses had found these babies exposed and left to die in treated as refuse in the abortion area of the hospital. At Christ Hospital in Chicago, nurse Jill Stanek found a baby born alive after a failed abortion who was just left to die in a soiled linen closet, if you can imagine that. When the nurses who found these cases brought them to prosecutors, the prosecutors looked into the matter. The Attorney General of the state of Illinois, as Obama well knows, announced that he could not prosecute because there was not a law on the books sufficient to provide a basis for a prosecution. That's why the bill was proposed. And even pro-choice people who drew the line at infanticide agreed that that bill should be enacted to protect these babies. Obama then voted against it. He is so extreme in his pro-abortionism that he couldn't even tolerate a bill that would protect the baby who was born alive after an abortion. And his claim that these cases could have been prosecuted under existing law is falsified by the Attorney General's own statement, as he knew very well at the time. Now, you've asked me about this other claim that he makes, that he's in favor of a partial birth abortion ban, and his only reason for voting against the ban, and he did vote against it, he did oppose it, his only reason, he now claims, is that it didn't include a health exception. Well, I don't know if your listeners know what a partial birth abortion is, and excuse me for this graphic detail, but we need to know what we're talking about here. This is a case where a baby is really just delivered three-quarters of the way or more out of the mother's womb. The abortionist holds the baby by the feet and then jams a pair of Metzenbaum scissors into the base of the baby's skull while the baby's head is still within the mother. He then opens the scissors, inserts a suction device to suction out the brain material, collapse the head, and kill the baby. Now, there is no reason, as medical professionals have testified, there is never a health reason, a mother's health reason, to kill a baby in that way. You could always just deliver the baby. There's never a medical justification for partial birth abortion. No one has ever been able to find a case where there's a medical justification for a partial birth abortion. What the so-called health exception is meant to do is simply to protect the unscrupulous abortionist who then has a claim that he was forced to perform this abortion out of concern for mother's health. It was a ruse. Obama knew it was a ruse, and he used that ruse as a justification for voting against banning this truly barbaric and heinous way of killing a child.
With only a minute, what is the Freedom of Choice Act, and what has Barack Obama said he intends to do with regard to this proposed legislation?
Shockingly, Todd, Obama says that he's promised the abortion lobby in public, there it's on videotape, that the first thing he will do is push through and sign the so-called Freedom of Choice Act, which could be called the Advancement of Abortion Act. This is a law that would create a national fundamental right to abortion and would strip away even those pro-life laws that have been permitted by the courts under Roe versus Wade, parental consent laws, parental notification laws, laws protecting health professionals, pro-life health professionals, Catholics, evangelicals, and others from being forced to participate or refer for abortions, laws that require that women be given full information about the development of their babies and about the adverse consequences of abortions for many women. All of those laws would be wiped out by this master pro-abortion law called the Freedom of Choice Act. And with our economic problems and war and our foreign policy problems, Obama says that the very first thing he will do as president, this was his promise to the pro-abortion lobby, the very first thing he would do is not economic, it wouldn't be to solve foreign policy problems, it would enact this pro-abortion monster bill.
Finally, with only a minute, you're a law professor. If you had Senator Obama on the stand, what questions, with only a minute, would you ask Senator Obama about abortion?
Well, the first thing that I would ask him is why he is prepared to exclude an entire class of members of the human family, our tiniest and most vulnerable brothers and sisters, the weakest and those most in need, from membership in the community of the protected under our laws. How he, as a man of honor and someone who claims to do justice, can justify denying to some class of persons the equal protection of the laws. The idea of the equal protection of the laws is the very core of our legal system. It's the foundation of our civilization, the idea that everyone has inherent, profound, and equal dignity. And pro-abortion legislation simply undermines that whole idea. It undermines the foundation of our civilization.
Folks, you can read an article written by our guest, Dr. Robert George, titled Obama's Abortion Extremism, that goes into much more depth on the details of his record on abortion. And the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, click on demand. You'll find this article, Obama's Abortion Extremism, by Dr. Robert George, professor of jurisprudence and director of the James Madison Program in American Ideals and Institutions at Princeton University. Member of the President's Council on Bioethics and author of several books, including his latest, Embryo, A Defense of Human Life. Dr. George, it's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for giving us some time this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Todd, and thanks to your audience.
When we come back from this break, we're going to take up a conversation that's been ongoing with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, part four of our five-part daily series with him on answering the objections of unbelievers. Today, one of the more common objections raised. Many people will tell you that this is one of the reasons they are atheists. They look around in the world and they see the great evils that have been perpetrated. They see man's inhumanity to man. They see natural disasters, hurricanes, and unexplained tragedies. And they say, if the God who allegedly runs the universe is both loving and all-powerful, then he's doing a terrible job. He must not even exist. It's called The Problem of Evil. We'll answer it with Dr. John Warwick Montgomery after this.
Did they tear it out with talons of steel and give you a shot so that you wouldn't feel, and washed it away as if it wasn't real?
What is it, Captain?
Whatever it is, it's incredibly advanced.
Hey iPhone users, you can now listen to Issues Etc. live on your iPhone. Find out by going to piratechristianradio.com and click the iPhone link on the homepage. You no longer have to sit by your PC, laptop, or home radio to listen to Issues Etc. live. piratechristianradio.com and look for the iPhone icon.
With something much, much more. And it's going to change everything.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for next year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois. Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland. Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming. Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington. Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois. Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas. St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri. Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas. Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois. Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin. Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois. Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois. Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300.